Hello, this is Karen, and for the next hour, I'll be reading from the October 19th issue of the Times of Wayne County on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. First front page article, Elections Board now requiring Arcadia to publish election material in both English and Spanish. Pursuant to state election law, boards of elections and political subdivisions that conduct elections must provide election-related materials in certain languages when the jurisdiction has a population of limited English proficient citizens of voting age, meeting statutory thresholds. In Wayne County, the town of Arcadia is the first local municipality to reach that mark. The election law specifies these materials include ballots to be in both the covered language and in English, registration or voting notices, forms, instructions, assistance, other materials or information relating to the electoral process pursuant to the Legislative Commission on State-Local Relations. Special district is defined as school districts, fire alarm districts, fire protection districts, joint fire districts, town improvement districts, county districts, business improvement districts, and districts created by special act of the state legislature, including special district public libraries. In the case of a political subdivision that contains all or any part of a Native American reservation, more than 2% of the Native American citizens of voting age within the reservation are members if a single language minority group and are limited English proficient. Applying the election law inclusion criteria, the following political subdivisions must provide language assistance in the Spanish language in relation to elections held in and for such jurisdictions. The only town in Wayne County that meets that criteria for this year is the town of Arcadia. It was noted that the town's citizen voting age population was 10,849. The citizen voting age population is 344, making the percentage 3.22. The Wayne County Board of Elections is working on all compliance for the November 4th general elections. Also on the front page, Patriot Marker Dedication Ceremony in Walworth. A Patriot Marker Dedication Ceremony will be held on Thursday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Walworth Town Hall, 3600 Lorraine Drive in Walworth. Six Revolutionary War soldiers are buried in three cemeteries located in the town of Walworth, New York. Stephen Bancroft, Charles Findlay, Daniel Mathewson, Nathaniel Palmer, Ebenezer Still, David Warner. This celebration dedication program is a joint effort of the Walworth Town Historian, Walworth Historical Society, and Walworth Cemetery Committee. The public is encouraged to attend. The group is looking for descendants of these Revolutionary War soldiers to be at the ceremony. Questions may be directed to Jean Bavis, area code 315-573-2768. Next, In This Corner, by owner-editor Ron Holdraker. Is Trump's world of power springing leaks? Even Republican supporters who once thought Trump walked on water are coming out of their cocoons and standing up to Trumpism. Last week, I gave a thumbs up to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, who broke rank with her party and continued to do so this past week. The European leaders are beginning to laugh and speak out against Trump's tirades, and the press media are almost united in their snubbing of Trump's new dictates. Even Fox News, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's former employer, has come out against the Pentagon's new press policy, which infringes on journalistic freedom. China told Trump to stuff his newest tariffs up his butt, and I have continued to find new sources for their soybeans, devastating U.S. farmers scrambling to find new markets. Meanwhile, Trump has suggested propping up the soybean market with subsidies from wherever. The same is occurring with many foreign markets tired of Trump's threats to the global market. In pre-election spots across the nation, Democrat candidates are cleaning up as voters are realizing how Trump economics are failing. Healthcare customers are seeing triple increases in policies, and even auto dealers are seeing price increases on vehicles. Trump's oil of tomorrow's plan for the future is causing disastrous economic and environmental concerns. Donald was not happy that his 20-point peace plan to end the Israeli-Palestinian war did not earn him the recent Nobel Peace Prize, and in Trump style, criticized former Peace Prize presidential recipients for their honors. Let's admit it, Trump's peace plan is far from complete or without flaws and never really addresses a one- or two-part Palestinian solution. Prior Trumpers are beginning to feel the pain of inflation as food prices rise and are beginning to feel the impact of Trump's Make America Great Again tariffs. Now Trump is attempting to put the harness of the current government shutdown on Democratic heads by threatening and moving on firings and layoffs of federal government workers. The White House, already waging a precedent-shattering messaging war, is seeking to make the shutdown as politically painful as possible for Democrats, threatening mass firings that labor unions say are unlawful and turn federal workers into pawns. Trump is signaling the administration will begin to lay off a lot of federal workers, despite a union lawsuit arguing such actions are contrary to law and arbitrary and capricious. President Donald Trump has fired a host of Democratic appointees at independent boards and commissions across the government. There's just one catch. Some of them are still working. More than a dozen leaders of independent federal agencies received terse emails from the White House purporting to fire or demote them shortly after Trump's inauguration, despite the fact that their roles are governed by laws that bar termination without cause. Many of them decried Trump's summary termination notices as illegal and made various attempts to remain in their posts, including suing. Lawsuits are piling up and will ultimately cost the U.S. millions. Trump said in a Truth Social post that he and his lackey vote will decide which of the many Democrat agencies, most of which are a political scam, he recommends to be cut, and whether or not those cuts will be temporary or permanent. The White House is barreling forward with its drive to further hollow out agencies already pummeled by DOGE cuts. The shutdown could see approximately 750,000 federal employees furloughed each day. Trump puppet Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, said the White House's also threatened firings if a government shutdown proceeds don't have to happen if Democrats sign on to a GOP plan to keep the government open. All the Dems have to do is let healthcare slide into oblivion. Trump's dictatorship authoritarianism rule is bulging at the seams and seems to be closer and closer to disaster. In the thumbs up column, freedom of the press, a united media stands up against the Pentagon's press restrictions. The Trump administration is seemingly trying to do everything in its power to stifle the free press in this country. Trump's White House got Congress to cut funding for public media. It has sued news organizations. It has banned respected media outlets such as the Associated Press from certain access to the president. Trump has spent a decade insulting the media by calling them fake news and enemy of the people in an obvious attempt to mute coverage he doesn't like and sow mistrust to strengthen his power. But the media is not accepting the latest administration threats and actions quietly. The new policy warns that reporters who solicit Department of Defense employees to disclose non-public information that has not been approved for release could lose their press credentials. On Tuesday, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox News, and NBC put out a joint statement that said, "Today we join virtually every other news organization that declined to agree to the Pentagon's new requirements which would restrict journalists' ability to keep the nation and the world informed of important national security issues. The Washington Post, the New York Times, the Associated Press, and Newsmax also said they wouldn't sign. The Trump-infused policy put forth by former Fox News celebrity, now Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and was flatly rejected by just about everybody in the media, including the Times of Wayne County. Unsurprisingly, One America News, which has always been a fierce supporter of Trump, is, as far as anyone can tell, the only outlet to actually sign the policy. And now in People News, happy 70th anniversary to Ron and Arlene Madsen of Palmyra. 7 decades of countless cherished memories. The extended family celebrated this remarkable milestone with a dinner this past weekend. Next in People News, Western Wayne Art Group to meet October 21st. Western Wayne Art Group has announced that Rochester caricaturist and illustrator David Cowles will join their October 21st meeting at 7 p.m. at Walworth Town Hall, 3600 Lorraine Drive. David will present his colorful and spot-on caricatures of famous people we all know but have never seen like this. His work has appeared in dozens of publications, Time, People, The New York Times, and Vanity Fair among them. Check out his amazing work on his website. The Western Wayne Art Group is made up of artists and art enthusiasts that meet monthly from September to June. Visitors are always welcome at our meetings. They generally meet the third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m., located at the Walworth Town Hall. Please contact Vice President Damaris Vizzulli with questions, or member Elaine Liberio. And please follow Western Wayne Art Group on Facebook, too. And here's a notice. Can we count you in? Monte Carlo Casino Night to benefit Raise the Woof fundraiser for Humane Society of Wayne County. Age restriction must be 21 years or older. $35 admission, advance sale only. Sunday, November 9th, 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Sycamore Golf Club, 1148 Wayneport Road, Macedon, New York. $35 per person includes food stations, cash bar, silent auctions. Major prize auction at end of event. Next in People News, free books for Palmyra and Macedon children. Macedon Library invites Dolly Parton's Imagination Library to the region. Following a fundraising initiative by the Macedon Public Library, children from birth to age 5 will now be able to collect free books, one per month, through the generosity of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library and donors in the Palmac area. There is no cost to parents either for the books or postage. Since launching in 1995, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library has become the preeminent early childhood book gifting program in the world. The Imagination Library mails more than 2 million high-quality, age-appropriate books each month to enrolled children from birth to age 5. In the Palmac region, all children from birth through age 5 who live in the 14502 and 14522 zip codes are eligible to receive books. An online sign-up form is available at imaginationlibrary.com. Participation in the program is made possible by an initial funding grant from New York State, as well as matching funds donated by local individuals and organizations. According to Macedon Public Library Director Stacy Wixall, studies show that reading to children and babies increases the potential for early academic success. Reading is the primary way for children to have a million-word vocabulary upon entering school. This gives them the conceptual framework to be able to decode words and comprehend what they read. Our next article, Palmyra Farmers Market Fall Festival. The Palmyra Farmers Market invites the community to join us for a fun-filled fall festival on Wednesday, October 22nd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at the Palmyra Village Park. Enjoy an evening of live music, pumpkin decorating, face painting, and delicious fall treats, including fresh cider and donuts. Adults can also sample local beer, wine, and cider from our local area producer. The Fall Festival is co-sponsored by Community Bank, Jody Blasey from Eastern Shore Insurance Agency, J.S. Blasey Septic Services Incorporated, Gina Luke, and the Western Wayne Chamber of Commerce. Their support makes this celebration of local food, music, and community possible. Don't forget to take part in the Palmyra Merchant Window Display Competition. Stroll through Main Street to see the creative, fall-themed window displays, then vote for your favorite. Ballots can be cast at the Palmyra Village Hall, the Farmers Market, or the Palmyra Community Library through October 25th. Bring your family and friends to enjoy the season, support local vendors, and celebrate everything that makes Palmyra a vibrant community. For more information about the Palmyra Farmers Market and upcoming events, visit www.palmyracommunitylibrary.org. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from the Times of Wayne County on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Our next article, join community members to find out how to help local kids. Community members interested in meeting the needs of local children, networking with peers, and connecting with like-minded individuals are invited to learn about the Kiwanis Club of Newark. The club will host a membership mixer on Tuesday, October 21st at 6 at Parker's Grill and Tap Room at 206 South Main Street, Newark. The Kiwanis Club of Newark helps children in our community by collecting and distributing back-to-school supplies for area elementary schools, purchasing gift cards for local teachers to purchase needed supplies, and collecting and donating items for St. Mark's Baby Closet. A highlight of the year is the annual Christmas program with gift boxes for migrant children, said Roberta Colacino, president of the Kiwanis Club of Newark. The club also sponsors an action club, which provides activities for disabled adults. This program provides the participants with the opportunity to perform service projects. While that might be where you've seen our name and met our members, said Roberta. We hope community members will attend to learn about us, the organizations we support, and our common bond to help kids in our community thrive, prosper, and grow, said Roberta. Kids need Kiwanis, and we're here to help with projects that give youth the skills they need to be successful and have a good time. The club will provide light appetizers. For more information, visit our Facebook page at Kiwanis Club of Newark, New York. Find out more about Kiwanis, visit kiwanis.org. Next from the history page, Spirits of Williamson set to share life stories of Gates Hall stage. Join the Williamson-Pulteneyville Historical Society on October 25th for an unforgettable evening as the Spirits of Williamson take center stage in historic Gates Hall to set the scene and share the triumphs, tragedies, friendships, and family bonds that shaped their incredible lives. This is more than a show. It's a family-friendly storytelling event that brings local history to life in a most engaging way. Get your tickets today and let the memorable characters who play the Spirits of Williamson mesmerize you from the Gates Hall stage at 4107 Lake Road in Pulteneyville on October 25th at 7 p.m. WPHS is an all-volunteer 501c3 organization, and all proceeds from ticket sales directly support its mission to preserve, protect, and share local history. Tickets are available online at www.wphs.org. Our next article is a long one about Medicare. As Medicare open enrollment approaches, New York State Office for the Aging reminds older adults that free New York State Medicare counseling is available. Income-eligible beneficiaries also encouraged to enroll in Medicare Savings Program to save up to an estimated $8,400 annually on out-of-pocket costs. The New York State Office for the Aging reminds older New Yorkers that free and objective counseling is available to help Medicare beneficiaries navigate their options during the Medicare open enrollment period from October 15th through December 7th. Open enrollment is the time when Medicare beneficiaries can make changes in their health plan or prescription drug coverage and other options. Any changes take effect January 1st. The NYSOFA-administered Health Insurance Information, Counseling, and Assistance Program, HICAP, helps 220,000 New Yorkers annually to understand Medicare decisions. It also helps beneficiaries apply for programs that save older adults out-of-pocket costs, such as copayments, premiums, and deductibles. This free and objective assistance is provided locally by trained counselors. For assistance, call the helpline at 1-800-701-0501. More information about HICAP is on NYSOFA's website. NYSOFA Director Greg Olson said, "During Medicare open enrollment, we understand you're bombarded with advertisements and it can be overwhelming. That's why NYSOFA's network of HICAP counselors is available to provide free and objective information to help you make your best health insurance choices. This service empowers you to make coverage decisions that will lead to improved health care, as well as benefits and subsidies that you may be eligible for, such as the Medicare Savings Program, to help you keep more of your hard-earned money." Medicare Rights Center President Fred Riccardi said, "At the Medicare Rights Center, we encourage older adults and people with disabilities to review their Medicare coverage each year as part of a regular health insurance checkup. This is also a good time to learn about the Medicare Savings Program, which can help pay for the Part B premium expected to rise again next year and significantly lower prescription drug costs. HICAP provides free, unbiased Medicare counseling on the options and can screen individuals for the Medicare Savings Program. For income-eligible older adults, the Medicare Savings Program helps pay Medicare Part B premiums and automatically enrolls beneficiaries in extra help. This financial assistance can be a lifeline for enrollees, allowing them to maintain their Medicare coverage, access needed care, and afford other necessities. Eligible individuals who enroll can save up to an estimated $8,400 annually. Learn more about this program and how to enroll on NYSOFA's MSP information page, HICAP in Detail, which includes a video tutorial about the application process. During open enrollment or at any time of the year, HICAP can help you understand the Medicare prescription drug benefit, Medicare Part D, and how to select the best plan. Understand low-income subsidy programs, including extra help and Medicare savings programs. Find ways to pay for your medications or medical equipment. Understand and apply for the Elderly Pharmaceutical Insurance Coverage, EPIC, program. Choose between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans. Understand Medicare rules and your medical bills. Report possible Medicare fraud or abuse. Provide information on how to appeal a decision by Medicare, your managed care provider, or other health insurance company. Discover ways to fill in Medicare's gaps. Learn how to file a Medicare or Medigap complaint. Learn about Medicare-covered prevention and screenings. Protecting yourself, Medicare experts report a higher risk of potential fraud during the open enrollment period, as well as potentially misleading marketing. Medicare has rules about how plans can and cannot communicate with you to market their insurance products. The Medicare Rights Center offers the following warnings. Plans are allowed to send you mail. However, unless you are currently enrolled in the company's plan, they are not allowed to call, email, visit your home, or approach you in public to market their plan without your permission. Beware of people who pressure you about making plan changes, claim to be representing Medicare, or attempt to alarm you about losing a benefit unless you enroll in a particular plan. Beneficiaries who believe they are a victim of fraud or identity theft should contact Medicare. More information is available at Medicare.gov. NYSOFA and Medicare also remind older adults to treat their Medicare number as they do their Social Security number and credit card information. People with Medicare should never give their personal information to anyone arriving at their home uninvited or making unsolicited phone calls selling Medicare-related products or services. If someone calls and asks for a recipient's Medicare number or other personal information, hang up and call 1-800-MEDICARE. Next, we have a notice, three propositions to be considered for Wayne County voters on November 4th. Proposition 1 is for all Wayne County voters, Proposition 2 for Town of Marion voters only, Proposition 2 for Town of Walworth voters only. On the back on the ballot for the general election this year, held November 4th, Election Day, or during early voting time, three propositions will be determined by voters. Proposition 1, which all Wayne County voters will consider, reads, Proposition number 1, an amendment to allow Olympic Sports Complex in Essex County on State Forest Preserve land, allow skiing and related trail facilities on State Forest Preserve land. The site is 1,039 acres, requires state to add 2,500 acres of new forest land in Adirondack Park. A yes vote authorizes new ski trails and related facilities in the Adirondack Forest Reserve. A no vote does not authorize this use. Proposition 2, only for Marion voters, reads, Proposition 2, Town Proposition 1, shall the annual contribution of the Town of Marion for the budget of the Marion Public Library be at $250,000 annually? Proposition 2, only voted on by Walworth voters, reads, Proposition 2, Town Proposition 1, shall the annual contribution of the Town of Walworth to the Walworth-Seeley Public Library be increased by $6,500 to the sum of $332,900 annually? Our next article, FLCC awarded National Science Foundation grant to expand access to technology degree. Finger Lakes Community College has received a three-year National Science Foundation grant totaling $943,734 to make it possible for more students to complete its Smart Systems Technologies two-year degree program. The funds will pay for technology to provide remote access to courses, labs, and industry professionals, opening the program to those who cannot attend traditional in-person classes and labs. FLCC's core mission is to make education accessible, a task more challenging in high-tech fields. This grant will equip the college to serve more people who need better technical skills to get ahead in life, said FLCC President Robert Nye. SST prepares students for jobs in automation, robotics, and mechatronics, skills many small and medium-sized technology startups need. Startups typically lack the funds for large staffs and look for individuals with skills in multiple areas or the ability to learn quickly. To build this adaptable workforce often means retraining adults who have family responsibilities and low-skilled jobs they can't easily leave. They need more flexible education options. Part of the funds will support the expansion of HyFlex courses. Short for hybrid and flexible, HyFlex courses allow students to choose how they participate in each class session. Every class is taught in person, available live with video conferencing, and recorded for later viewing. This model supports students' learning preferences and provides the flexibility to accommodate work and family responsibilities, illness, and other competing priorities. The grant will fund lab kits, which are boxes of materials shipped to students so they can do lab exercises at home. It will also pay for online access to some industrial-grade technology to give students experience with tools currently in use in high-tech manufacturing environments. FLCC's project is funded by the NSF's Advanced Technological Education Program that focuses on the education of technicians to solve the mismatch between education levels and workforce needs. More than 4 million working-age adults in New York State do not have a college degree. In addition, many people with bachelor's degrees also don't qualify for these high-tech jobs. The Burning Glass Institute and Strata Education Foundation reported in February 2024 that New York's underemployment rate for four-year college graduates aged 26 to 30 is 45%. Underemployment in the report refers to working in jobs that do not typically require a bachelor's degree. The grant will also enable the college to expand the number of businesses that provide a co-op experience, which is a key component of the program. The co-op, a paid internship, provides more than on-the-job experience, according to Sam Seminata, professor of physics and coordinator of the SST degree. It provides an incentive to finish the program. Many students in technology and emerging fields are dropping out of college partly because they run into some personal or academic difficulty. They don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, he said. With our students, when they start a co-op, they develop a good understanding of the opportunities and career paths going forward. More information about SUNY Reconnect is available at flcc.edu/freecc. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from the Times of Wayne County on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Next, we have a caption to a picture of students holding up a mural. Wayne Central students revisit Earth Day mural highlighting bald eagle research. Last Earth Day, a group of fourth grade students at Wayne Central School District created a mural highlighting the effects of DDT and climate change on bald eagles in New York State. The project was supported by a grant. Jill Johnson, the district's enrichment technology coordinator, received from the Finger Lakes Connected Learning Ecosystem. Guided by Johnson and climate change artist Jill Pelto, the students combined research and art to tell the story of these iconic birds, and graduate student Tina Morris, who raised 7 eaglets in 1976. Now in fifth grade, the students had the opportunity to revisit and celebrate their work. Johnson presented the mural to the Finger Lakes Connected Learning Ecosystem, and she and several student artists visited the Montezuma Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center. During the visit, students learned more about her experiences and hiked to Clark's Ridge, the site of Morris's original project. Next, we have a notice. UR Medicine Breast Imaging Mobile Mammography Van. Come get a free mammogram through the UR Medicine Mobile Mammography Van. Reliance Macedon Branch, Friday, October 31st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Schedule your screening appointment now. Call 1-844-870-0002 or email mammovan@urmc.rochester.edu. Next, under Health and Wellness, Breast Cancer Awareness Month by Elizabeth Ferguson, Wayne County Public Health. October is recognized as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a time dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, supporting those affected by breast cancer, and advancing research toward a cure. According to the American Cancer Society, breast cancer remains the most common cancer among women in the United States. New York State data indicates that as of 2021, the breast cancer incidence rate for Wayne County was 208.7 cases of breast cancer per 100,000 women, which is significantly higher than the state incidence rate of 188.6 cases of breast cancer per 100,000 women. When detected early and treated promptly, the five-year survival rate exceeds 90%. Regular mammograms are recommended starting at age 40, but may begin earlier for women with other risk factors. Women are encouraged to perform regular self-breast exams and report any unusual changes to their doctor. Some common warning signs to watch for include a new lump or thickening in the breast or underarm area, changes in size or shape of breast, dimpling or puckering of the skin, nipple discharge other than breast milk, redness, swelling, or pain in any part of the breast. While awareness and education are key, emotional support also makes a lasting impact. If you know someone affected by breast cancer, simple gestures such as checking in regularly, offering to accompany them to their appointments, or preparing meals can make a world of difference. By learning the signs, receiving regular screenings, and standing beside those in the fight, we can all play a part in reducing the toll of breast cancer in our community. If you are uninsured or experiencing difficulties getting cancer screenings, contact the Cancer Services Program of the Finger Lakes Region at 585-224-3070. And now from the Law and Order section, members of the Sheriff's Office wore purple on October 16th, Purple Thursday, to show support for victims and survivors of domestic violence. Also in Law and Order, FBI and Wayne Central School District partner to present Digital Dangers online safety event. The Wayne Central School District is partnering with the Federal Bureau of Investigation Buffalo Field Office to present Digital Dangers, an important online safety presentation designed for parents, guardians, and educators. The event will be held on Thursday, November 6th, from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Wayne Central High School. Digital Dangers will address one of today's most urgent issues: how seemingly harmless online interactions can turn into manipulation, exploitation, or even violence targeting youth. Participants will gain valuable insight into recognizing warning signs and preventing digital threats impacting children and teens. Key topics will include online exploitation and sextortion, violent online groups and recruitment tactics, resources for parents and educators. This presentation is intended for adults only and is not suitable for children. Registration is required to attend. Light refreshments will be served. To register, please visit www.waynecsd.org. Next, we have notices for early voting, October 25th through November 2nd. This will take place either at Ontario Town Hall, 1850 Ridge Road, Ontario, 14519. Also, Wayne County Public Safety Building, 7376 State Route 31, Lyons, New York, 14489. Persons voting early will not be allowed to vote at the polls on November 4th, 2025. Not sure where to vote on November 4th? Call the Board of Elections at 315-946-7400. Next, we have sports. On October 14th, Gananda had four golfers compete in the Wayne County Individual Golf Championship. Seniors Owen S., Spencer Y., and juniors Will S. and Maddox S. The top 18 golfers in the league competed in an 18-hole event at Sotus Bay Heights. For the second straight year, Spencer won the tournament and Owen finished fourth. Spencer posted an 84 and Owen scored a 90. The Gananda golf team finished the fall season by going undefeated and capturing their sixth consecutive Wayne County title. Also in sports, the Pelmac varsity cheerleading squad took home first place at last week's Battle of the Bows, hosted by Wayne Central. Their modified team competed against several large schools and ended up taking third place. Next, from the Humane Society of Wayne County, Pets of the Week. Jack is a 6-month-old neutered male short-haired silver-gray tiger kitty. He came to the shelter as a stray. He is very sweet and affectionate and loves attention. He has no history with dogs, but loves other kitties. He has bonded with his best friend, Sparrow. We would really like to see these two kitties go home together. They run and play together, sleep curled up together, and get into all kinds of mischief together. They are both full of energy and spunk. If you are interested in meeting them, please contact the shelter to make sure they are not at one of our off-site adoption centers. Juju is a 5-year-old neutered male, black, tan, and white shepherd mix. He might be small, but mighty. He loves to go for walks and exploring the yard. He knows how to sit for treats. He needs a home without small children or cats. He needs to meet any resident dog. Juju is available through our adult companion program to those who qualify. Our next article, new programs offered by BOCES as joint effort at Marion and North Rose schools. As a way to provide access to opportunities and support student needs, multiple new exciting programs have been established in collaboration with component districts in the Wayne Finger Lakes region for the 25-26 school year. At Marion Central School District, the new AgriPath program is a partnership with the Wayne Finger Lakes BOCES that offers instruction based in agriculture that's open to students in other Wayne County districts. This first-year program offers full-day and hands-on instruction for freshmen that fulfill graduation requirements with studies related to agriculture and outdoors education. Currently, students from a neighboring district enrolled in the AgriPath program and Marion officials are excited about the start with an optimistic outlook for growth as word of the new program spreads. Students from all over Wayne County now have access to hands-on, career-focused education during their 9th grade academic year, said Marion Principal Shane Dane. Class sizes are smaller than typical, and many of the course curriculums have been adjusted to tailor to students that are interested in agricultural topics. What started as an idea has blossomed into an emerging program that can improve the educational experience for the youth of Wayne County. The Intro to Ag course allows students to explore a general overview of the field with the goal of identifying a specific area of interest as the student advances. Projects this year have students learning more about grain farming, welding, and reptiles. AgriPath represents a unique opportunity for students who are looking for a high school pathway that focuses on a hands-on approach to learning with an agricultural focus, said Marion Superintendent Dr. Ellen Lloyd. Marion is excited to share the strengths of our agriculture program with students from other districts in the region through this collaboration with Wayne Finger Lakes BOCES. Lynn Rutnick, Wayne Finger Lakes BOCES District Superintendent and CEO, said partnerships like these between our component districts and BOCES help to elevate student opportunities and educational experiences throughout our region. They're learning how to be in school, said Program Director Tamara Jones, who calls this program a true collaboration between schools, parents, and BOCES, all working together for the good of the students. During the school day, the students have access to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech language, and counseling services. They also receive art and physical education from Bloomfield teachers and attend a music therapy class with the program's Finger Lakes Elementary school teacher, who visits once a week. Similarly, at North Rose Wolcott Central School District, an on-site alternative tutoring option has been established to better support student needs. With experienced tutors, flexible scheduling, customized lessons, and proven results, it serves as an additional partnership, bringing the right tools to the doorstep of students in need. Through our collective regionalization efforts, we have been able to expand and strengthen opportunities for students across the region, said Lisa Mead, Wayne Finger Lakes BOCES Assistant Superintendent for Teaching and Learning. Next, under the local events section, Please note, events listed are only for events held in Wayne County and for only nonprofit organizations, churches, schools, libraries, fire departments. They are printed one time in the week prior to the event for free. I will take liberty of choosing various events that you might be interested in. On October 20th, Mahjong Club at Sotus Community Library, Monday, October 20th from 12:30 to 4. New players welcome, teaching offered, all supplies provided. Also October 20th, 4:30 p.m., Time to Shine, songwriting project at Clyde Savannah Public Library. Learn how to write your own song and put it to music. 204 Glasgow Street, Clyde, New York. Also October 20th, Macedon Senior Meeting at Macedon Public Library, noon to 1 p.m. A meeting for senior residents of the town of Macedon will be held in the community room at the library. Discuss plans for senior trips, celebrate birthdays and anniversaries, and socialize with other senior community members. If attending, please bring a dish to pass. Also October 20th, Euchre at Macedon Public Library, 2 to 4 p.m. Drop in to play Euchre. All skill levels are welcome to join. October 21st, Computer Skills Help at Sotus Community Library, Tuesday, October 21st from 9 to 12 p.m. Digital literacy volunteers will be available to work one-on-one with patrons. Please call ahead to set up an appointment. 315-483-9292. On October 21st, Just One More Chapter, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., Newark Public Library. Do you like talking about books? Then join fellow book lovers as we gather and talk about the books we like, love, and wish we'd never read. This is a great way to discover new books and authors, all while enjoying light refreshments. Registration required for adults 18 and older. October 21st, Canasta at the Lyons Public Library, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn Canasta, a card game in the Rummy family, played with four people working in teams of two. October 21st, Hooks and Needles at the Lyons Public Library, 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Bring your current project to the library and enjoy good company while working on it. This is not a class, just a gathering of people who love to knit, crochet, etc. All are welcome. October 21st, Traditional Yoga at Macedon Public Library, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Join certified yoga instructor Terry Witt for a traditional yoga class. This class will run on Tuesday evenings for 6 weeks, thanks to funding from Friends of the Macedon Public Library. Participants are asked to bring a yoga mat. This class is limited to 12 people. Registration is required. On October 22nd to 25th, book sale at Clyde Savannah Public Library. Come in during library hours to browse a vast collection of books and videos for sale. 204 Glasgow Street, Clyde, New York. October 22nd, Mahjong at the Lyons Public Library, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Participants will learn how to play both Chinese and American Mahjong. No experience necessary, just a willingness to play a fun game with new friends. On October 23rd, Sit and Stitch, 4 to 6 p.m. at the Newark Public Library. October 23rd, Bingo, 5 p.m. to 6:45 p.m., Newark Public Library. Get ready to shout bingo at this fun-filled event. Our library director, Tanya Taylor, will guide you through multiple rounds of this classic game with many chances to win prizes. Registration is required for adults 18 plus and families with kids age 2 plus. On October 23rd, Morning Craft Circle, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., Newark Public Library, Fayetta Hall. Fun opportunity to do needle crafts and socialize at the library. Bring your own project and join the fun. Drop-ins are welcome. Registration is encouraged. On October 23rd, Friends of the Lyons Public Library book sale at the Lyons Public Library, 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The Friends Fall Book Sale has something for everyone. Stop in and bring some good reads home. For more information, please call the library at 315-946-9262. On October 23rd, Mindfulness for Stress Relief at the Lyons Public Library, 5:30 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. Learn to release stress and regulate your nervous system through self-awareness, mindfulness practices, and breathing techniques. To register, please call the Lyons Public Library at 315-946-9262. Also October 23rd, fun and exciting exercise class with Christy at Macedon Public Library, 6 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. Enjoy this classic exercise class made possible with funding from Friends of the Macedon Public Library. The class is aimed at people 50 and older who want to have a cardio and strength workout to keep in shape. Bringing water to stay hydrated is also recommended. On October 24th, Kitchen on a Dime, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., Newark Public Library. Budget-friendly cooking with Vicki and Wendy. This program will demonstrate to participants money-saving tips in the kitchen and attempt a variety of social media recipes. Do they really work? Registration required, ages 18 plus. Also on October 24th, Senior Meet and Eat at Macedon Public Library, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Macedon Public Library has partnered with Lifespan and the Alzheimer's Association to receive the training and skills to offer a respite group that benefits both caregivers and cared for loved ones. The goal is to give attendees a fun afternoon together in a safe space while caregivers have a break. There is no fee to participate in this program, however, space will be limited. Please call Stacy at 315-986-5932 if you are interested in registering someone you care for in this program. On October 24th also, Drums Alive, Cardio Drumming at Macedon Public Library, 2 p.m. to 2:45 p.m. Join this fun exercise that involves rhythmic music, drumming balls, which is yoga balls on laundry buckets, and drumsticks for up to 15 participants. Participants need only to bring themselves and their willingness to be active and have fun. For more information, please email Julia or call the library at 315-986-5932, extension 108. On October 24th through 25th, 2025 Home for the Holidays Bazaar in Ontario. North Ontario Methodist Church, otherwise known as the Brick Church, will be hosting a Home for the Holidays Bazaar on Friday, October 24th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturday, October 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 7200 Ontario Center Road in Ontario. Dine in and take out lunch on both days from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and sharing many delicious baked goods, crafts, and next-to-new treasures to share with everyone that stops by for a visit. Also on October 25th, Friends of the Lyons Public Library Book Sale at Lyons Public Library, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The Friends Fall Book Sale has something for everyone. Stop in and bring some good reads home. Also on October 25th, Roast Pork Dinner at Walworth United Methodist Church. On Saturday, October 25th, 4 to 7 p.m., adults $15, children 5 to 12, $7, under 5, free. Dine in or take out, wheelchair accessible. Also on October 25th, 3 p.m., piano recital, Beethoven, Bravura, and Beyond. Pianist of Brick Church Fellowship, Kevin Wang, Brick Church Fellowship, 4057 Main Street, Williamson. Free admission, reception to follow. Also October 25th, Finger Lakes Alpine Band Oktoberfest Concert at Macedon Public Library, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy original German and Austrian folk music with a few popular American polkas added in for good measure. The library will provide pretzels and assorted root beers to make the concert a mini Oktoberfest the whole family can enjoy. The music and refreshments are made possible with a grant from Friends of the Macedon Public Library. Lastly, October 26th, Williamson Sons of the American Legion Post 394 SAL Monthly Breakfast, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., all you can eat, $12 for adults, $7 5 years to 10 years, under 5 years, free. Breakfast is at the Williamson Legion, 6206 State Route 21, Williamson, New York, 14589. Please note that a listing of all candidates for voting on November 4th are listed in the paper, as well as personal statements from some of the candidates for office. You've been listening to a reading of articles and features from the October 19th issue of the Times of Wayne County. Your reader has been Karen. Thank you for listening.